All right, good. So I think what I'm going to do tonight is Mary Warrow's going to show up at 5:30. So we can still go through all of this, ask questions of folks, and maybe hold the vote until she comes, and then if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Great. So I'll call the meeting to order. Jerry, if you want to do the roll.
Roll. Chairman DeLong.
Here.
Legislator Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Criswell.
Here.
Legislator Peretti.
Oh, that's it.
Legislator Warrow. Legislator Warrow. Legislator Donaldson.
All right. The minutes went out. I hope everyone had the opportunity to take a look at them.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Very good. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
In favor? Aye. Great. So we have a number of resolutions and a lot of folks here representing various organizations. So we probably won't get through all of them because there's so many and we're kind of limited for time. So if we call your name and you're here, your organization, then please just sit at the table, tell us a little bit about you know, this contract yourself. 3 to 5 minutes is fine, and then we'll act upon it. So thank you all for being here on this lovely night. So I'll start with resolution number 85, confirming appointment of a member to the Ulster County Youth Board. And we don't have anyone from youth. Resolution number 86, confirming appointment of a member to the Ulster County Youth Board. Okay. Resolution number 103, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a grant application with required assurances for the age-friendly planning program with the New York State Office of the Aging.
Hi, that's
good. Yes, thank you for being here.
I'm Judy Riley, I'm Deputy Director of the Office for the Aging. This grant we applied for, this is part of, this is to advance Governor Cuomo's initiative about making New York State the first age-friendly state in the nation. It also allows for help across all policies, so it's like a double, we have two different things that are happening at the same time. So.
Gotcha.
The money we receive from the grant will go towards a project coordinator position, which will allow us to do the actual grant. They'll oversee the health across all policies. They'll help with the age-friendly senior action plan, reach out to the community members and community partners to get input, to refine our plan and to implement some of our plan, as well as, you know, oversee maybe a steering committee that will oversee the health across all policies. So it really comes down to the county executive has to do an executive order about the health across all policies. So they'd have to meet with the department heads to make sure that they're actually thinking about that when they're doing projects like DPW or something, like should there be a bench somewhere, like while they're doing their, you know, work, or you know, just keeping it in mind how to make things age friendly, as well as what the community feels it needs and if there's certain things that we can implement. So
are you targeting specific communities, partnerships with various communities?
Yes, we have letters of support from RCAL, from Elmo Regional Hospital, from Health Alliance, from LiveWell Kingston. So they've already agreed to partner with us to help us with this.
Great.
And this
Thank
is
you.
A two-year position?
Yes, it's 2 years. It's the money funds 70% of the position.
Mm-hmm.
Another 30% is county.
And you see it going after the 2 years, longer than the 2 years?
We hope so, because I feel like it's like an ongoing thing.
So it's not just a closed program that once you do that work, it'll end.
Right, we'd have to see if there's other funding out there that we can use towards continuing it.
Okay. Thank you. John, what I'm going to do is just hold off on voting until Mary gets here at about 5:30, and then we can just go through those. So that was easy, right? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, come on. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you,
sir.
Judy.
Yes. I'm the next one, too.
Okay. Next resolution is 119, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with GTL Incorporated, doing business as Linked to Life, Office of the Aging.
So this is our contract for a personal emergency response system. That's like when you wear the necklace or the bracelet if you fall or need help. So this this is just an extension of the contract we already have. We have an option to renew for another year, which we'd like to do. And we still do have a wait list, but the people on the wait list, we have an arrangement where if you go on our wait list, you actually can pay our discounted fee. So where other providers might charge $40 a month for the service, they'd only have to pay $20. So while they're waiting on our wait list, they get a discounted fee.
How many folks on your wait list?
92.
Wow. And how many are you currently serving? Rough idea.
Forgot to get that information.
No worries.
No worries. But it's like a revolving door, though. So, you know, we've been marketing our services so much lately. We're going out all over the county, and people by word of mouth know about this service that they can get a discount. So people are between the baby boomers and knowing that the services we provide and the discount. I feel like people are signing up, so they're on our wait list, so they can get the discounted service as well. So.
And you're happy with the provider? No problems? No issues?
Yeah, there's glitches here and there, but we're pretty happy. I think we'll probably do an RFP next year because it's time. But.
Right.
All right. Very good. Any other questions? It's very disheartening to hear baby boomers. This context. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution number 136, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with Ulster County Community Action Committee, Inc. for the 2020 appropriation. Hello there.
That would be us.
Great.
I'm Greg Howard. I'm the executive director, and this is Susie Hinchy, who's the program director for Outreach Services.
Thank you.
We've been very thankful for the last year that we got an increase last year that helped us serve about 15 people in the last year with rent issues and utility issues throughout Ulster County. We have offices in Ellenville, Highland, and Kingston to serve, and we're glad that it's being reconsidered again for this year, too.
Are you considering moving outside those communities into other areas of the county, too?
Those are where the offices are, but we serve everybody throughout
okay.
the whole place. So,
that's great to
you
hear.
Know, people from Saugerties come to us, Venetia is coming to us in Kingston. On the other side, some are heading down to Ellenville, to that office. We also have expanded into Sullivan County, which we just got legislative support out there for the first time. So we also break into that community as well.
Right.
And this is very pivotal in the time when these rents were so difficult in the area that these people are very appreciative when they can come here and be able to stay in their housing. We only help with either first month's rent.
First month's rent, either 1 month's back rent. We also help with mortgage assistance to help set foreclosures or evictions.
And the program assistance on the other side helps my staff, who we are all funded either state or federal, that if they have certain guidelines that they can only serve, by the legislators stepping in, we are able to serve higher than the 100 or 125% of poverty, which those grants would not let us do. So it gives staff time to be able to do that as well.
And how many folks have made use of your services?
Of the 9,000 that you gave us last year, 15. It used to be 2,000, which we used to do the backpack program for many years, and that outdated itself. It became a useful program on its own, and we got funding from other areas. So David Donaldson decided to say, hey, turn it over into something that would help you. Rent and utilities are something that everyone is scammering for.
Are these grants or grants to folks that?
No. This is straight out to the landlord. We pay directly the issues that are keeping them, you know, possibly entering more poverty situations.
Or directly to the utility company.
Utility
company. To avoid shut-off.
They have to prove that there's an issue and we have to confirm it, and then we okay it and pay it.
I see.
And is it a loan program to those firms, or
yeah.
is it a, it's a straight out payment of?
Yes, yeah, straight out payment. We have monies from other places, like United Way also supports that same program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we hope probably through that we hope another.
I would say another 10
to
13
people out of the United Way grant.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Right, any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Roberts.
Hey,
Jim. Hey. Resolution number 137, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Artman Hudson for the 2020 appropriation.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. I'm Linda Marston-Reed. I'm the executive director of Artman Hudson. And also today we have Lilia Perez, who is our grants and programs manager. Lilia works directly with all of the folks that get Ulster County funding. And just to give you a really brief history, Artsman Hudson has been gratefully funded with the Ulster legislative funding and passing this money out since 2008. So we have a history of this work. Since that time, we have greatly increased our work with the community, and we work across all of Ulster County. This past year, we, for the first time, we rented an office, and it's here in Kingston at the Cornell Creative Arts Center. So we have an office here, and a lot of people have mentioned that that's very helpful. Even though we were coming out meeting with people in coffee shops and things, I think they like going to an office. We don't have the great coffee, but
soon.
Yeah, soon. maybe if we're lucky. So some of the things we do, we not only help with the funding, you know, help people write proposals and all that, but we do a lot of work with the arts organizations and the artists, which help them get other funding and bring that back to Ulster County. So we frequently see that they can leverage this grant. So we're very happy with that. We work with them to help them with marketing. We have other programs which come into Ulster County, and you know, we collaborate a lot because we feel like that's definitely the way of the future.
And so we administer the Ulster County Cultural Service and Promotion Fund through the funding that the legislature gives us to give back to these arts organizations that are working here in Ulster County. We have two categories within that program, capacity building and programmatic support. And 70% of the funding is for capacity building. So it is majority funding to go towards efforts that are going to grow the capacity of the organization. And really, for that reason, we're doing that so that we can strengthen the organizations that are here, so they can continue to grow and do their good work, continue to bring people from outside of Ulster County in to spend their tourism dollars here and attend arts events, but also to bring people from all over Ulster County to see programming and benefit from arts and cultural programming. For example, an organization like Woodstock Arts Association, they may be based in Woodstock, but they work with hundreds of artists from all over Ulster County and give them showing opportunities, opportunities to sell their work, and opportunities for the public to come and see that the exhibits that they put on, the programming they do. So we maintain very thorough lists of representatives from all the major organizations in Ulster County. We also reach out to emerging organizations as we see them popping up. And we send out lots of personal reminders and suggestions that they come to our information sessions to learn about the program, get kind of like a primer on grant writing basics, and then they can seek technical assistance from us. So we'll read their drafts, we'll brainstorm proposal ideas, we'll make suggestions, we'll tell them about the funding priorities, and we work with them one-on-one so that they can put forth a really strong proposal that's likely to get funded by an all-volunteer review panel. So no funding recommendations are made by Artsman Hudson staff board. It's all by volunteer panel. So we have a rotating list of volunteers. We get mostly new people every year. We like to keep two returning to kind of carry the message on from the previous year. And they're all Ulster County residents who have expertise in arts, culture, marketing, programming, that kind of thing. So here in this form that we gave you, we have some information about the funding requests that have come in, where the applications are coming from. some testimonials, and then also a list of who received funding in 2019. We also administer a program called the Decentralization Program for the New York State Council of the Arts, which gives out a lot of funding in Ulster County as well. And you can find those grantees on the last page.
Legislator Corcoran and I attended that event. It was really moving. People love getting money. You know, so.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. Just chatting with the artists afterwards, how they said that funding made such a huge difference for the project. They couldn't do those projects without that funding. So it was great.
Yeah, you guys did a great job.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
The invitation.
And that's that stamp of approval from Ulster County and from ArtsMid Hudson, that they are able to use that to leverage additional funds. So if they get a $2,000 grant from the Ulster County Cultural Service Promotion Fund, that's money that they have now on their budget when they apply to other funders and say, we have buy-in from the county, from ArtsMid Hudson, so please give us some more funding. So it's generating.
So NISCA looks at that.
Yeah, so it's bringing more, even more funding into the county.
Great.
That's really great. How many people did you get apply for these?
We had 29 organizations apply last year, and that it's just been going up every year. You can see that the funding requests have been going up annually, but we see a nice spread. We of course see pockets in Woodstock and Kingston, but the ones that typically rise to the top are the ones that are serving the most people from around the county. Not just focused on a very specific population.
And do you mentor organizations that? They just don't quite have it right. They're close, so how do you help them along the process too?
So a lot of it is going through what they're already doing, trying to find ways that they can very easily, for example, we were talking about this earlier, that if an organization is taking in, credit card sales for shows, like for example, Shadowland, they take in credit card sales for their theater performances. They have all the zip codes, right, of people who have are attending their programming. So we like to encourage applicants or organizations to say, hey, take that information and analyze it, and you can see what's the majority, where's your audience coming from, where are you not getting people from, and you might be able to use that to say, okay, we should do a marketing push in this area because we don't see many people coming to our events from there. So it's things like that where we try to assess what they're doing well and what could be improved and help them come up with a new idea so that they can propel their work forward.
And where they might not have the capacity to do
right,
that kind of
which is the whole point of this grant.
That's great.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we now have a quorum. So we can vote on this resolution if anybody would like to move it.
I'll move it.
Great. Yes. We have a second?
Second.
Sure.
I'm sorry, John.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Resolution number 138, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Cornell Farm Extension Association of Ulster County for the 2020 appropriation.
Hello. Can I join you up here?
Absolutely.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jared Bono, Executive Director at Cornell Crawford Extension. Thank you again for the support at the county level. Your appropriations go to support mainly agriculture and 4-H in Ulster County, as well as some of our work in nutrition and health communities and in the environment work as well. We have a lot of changes happening in agriculture over the last few years, and with the appropriation, we've been able to keep highly skilled, experienced educators in the office to help those industries. I'll point out that I think the farm brewery industry alone in Ulster County is worth $85 million in economic impact, according to the Brewers Association, but we'll take those numbers. And that's what we're there to help support industries like that. This year, we are looking at, we had a decrease in the number of farm acres in Ulster County, according to the last ag census, but we actually had an increase in the number of new and beginning farmers. So we hold classes on that, and they're well attended and very popular. We're continuing to support commercial horticulture, of course, working a lot on invasive species now, because, with climate change, we're seeing more and more. So spotted lanternfly is a big one for this year in 2020. And in 4-H, we continue to have more interested youth than leaders. So this year, we're trying to recruit more 4-H club leaders into the clubs. Don't want to see that program's been around for over 100 years. It's such a great way for people, for kids to get into agriculture, and now we're doing STEM, robotics, drones, all sorts of things. The commitment that kids have in 4-H is pretty astounding, and we have people come to the county fair and spend their summer vacation at the county fair and sleep in the animal barns so that they can bring their goats so that other people from the county can come and see the animals. If we lose that, we'll never get that back in this day and age. So we are working this year to promote and expand our marketing for 4-H and get more 4-H leaders to keep the club program growing in Ulster County. I did ask for additional money for this year, which I believe was in there, because most of the Cornell Cooperative Extensions have an environment program. We have a large environment program, but it's entirely in the New York City watershed. We're the lead implementing partner for the Ashokan Watershed Stream Management Program. Because it's funded by New York City DEP, we can't use any of those resources outside of the New York City watershed. So the rest of the county doesn't get those great things. So over the last 2 years when I came on, my goal was to get another educator who could take the resources from what is probably the premier stream management program in the world, not hyperbole, to the rest of our county. And so I've put together several sources, and earlier this year I asked that the legislature help me with just a little bit so that I could actually get somebody hired, and I'm happy to say that we've actually posted the application for that, and we'll continue to fund that in future on grants, so we'll have an environment educator. I do want to be clear, because there was some concern that there was overlap with Soil and Water's work, but I've been coordinating with all the other departments, including Soil and Water, and we actually changed the title of this to Natural Resource Educator from whatever it was before. And I working more and more closely with Soil and Water to make sure we're not overlapping, duplicating efforts. Our work is outreach and education. So that's where we're going to shine with this, and I don't see that as overlapping with anybody else, and happy to support whatever other departments or programs are out there. You can share the description if you want to see it.
Yeah, and I'm appreciative of the work Cornell is doing with the planning department in having listening sessions both in Kingston and Highland at your lab. And the farming community has been invited to come in and just talk about where there may be gaps, you know, what is needed in Ulster County, and a report will be created that will go back to the county exec and hopefully be acted upon. I attended the first one, and what I heard was that processing is just so important to not only vegetable and fruit farmers, but also animals too. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for undertaking those sessions.
I have a question about the Healthy Communities program. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Healthy Communities comprises several different things, but we have a parenting program, a relatives as parenting program. Caregiver parents, and unfortunately with the opioid epidemic, there's a whole generation of people sort of devastated by the epidemic. And so aunts and uncles and grandparents now find themselves raising children for the first time in a long time. And so we actually have a peer group, support group, and we use curriculum developed by Cornell University to implement that. Right now we have 15 to 20 families coming to that, relatives as parents. And then the other part was the we do a lot of nutrition education.
Oh, is this the healthy cooking classes?
Yeah,
with the kids?
Cook healthy, yeah. On a budget. You can come with your family. We do those in our office, but we'll actually go to your house and do that. We get that's federal money that goes through the university and it comes to us to do those. And then we do SNAP-Ed, Eat Smart New York, which is more policy systems and environment work at larger scales, cafeterias and lunchrooms and healthy workplaces.
I'd like to, if I may.
Sure.
I'm Nina Dawson. I'm late. I'm sorry. I'd love to help support that program, the parenting, where family members are actually taking over where support services for kids that are caught in the middle. There's a grant that I just looked at. I'm always looking at grants to help fund opportunities with you, so I will give you a call.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I'd like to point out that one doesn't overlap with any of the others. There's a couple other parenting classes, but we'll kind of fit a niche in Ulster County. And some of them you can bring your kids to, some of them you cannot. So we're one of the ones that you can bring youth to, and we have separate activities. While the parents are in peer groups, the kids come to the
youth
activities. We're holding one now in Kingston, but we're going to open another one, I think, in Ellenville or New Paltz soon. So it's going to be in two locations. The demand for that is really high.
But what location is it?
Oh, it's in our office in the plaza.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Right, so
Jim, I just wanted to say, because Soil and Water reported to Environmental Committee last night, and they were saying what a great partnership it is with Cornell.
Yes, it was last year. It's been so. Yeah, we're really excited working with them.
Right.
Was Adam Hoser?
Yeah.
So, anyone want to move this?
I'll move it.
Great. Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, Jared. Since we have Dr. Roberts, I'm sure you have something else tonight. I don't think you have any resolutions
here.
We're
not asking for a thing.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Do you want to just give us an update?
Yeah, just a few updates.
Sure.
Enrollment is coming in fine, which is what we projected, which is good, considering that the average community college lost 23% over the last 10 years, so we're actually above. So we're doing well as far as enrollment. Fund balance is doing well, you know, financially we're sound. And if you haven't heard, we have been selected as the number one community college in the state. I just like saying that.
Yeah, you should.
So we're pretty proud of that, but that's, you know, a lot to do with the support that we've had from the legislature. So we want to thank you for that, because it's your community college. So I think we should all be proud of the fact that we have accomplished that. Starting our capital project, we're having a new water tank along with the water line, so we just cleared the area for the water tank to come in. We will actually start work. We're going to start backwards. Starting from High Falls, we're going to start from the campus, work backwards. So we should have that completed by early fall, hopefully by September. So we're excited about that. Just started our master plan, which is a 10-year projection. Every 10 years, you'd be required by the SUNY system to put together an environmental scan, to interior look at what our facilities should look like, checking programs, and we're now asking individuals from the community to be part of the committees as an external group, and we're doing internal with our faculty and staff administrators. So we got a lot going on, and
we're
pretty happy.
And I just want to mention that a few months ago, there was buzz at caucus that, oh my God, you're closing down the environmental program at SUNY Ulster. And so I reached out to Dr. Roberts, and he assured me that was not the case. And in fact, we're going to get together. Your person contacted me recently. Yes. So we're going to have a meeting with the college and invite the environmental community in, and any legislators that want to join in on that, and talk about where there may be opportunities for young people in a variety of fields, and see if there's any interest by the college and perhaps, you know, pursuing some partnerships with various organizations. So we're coming up with a date, and I'm looking forward to that, and thank you for indulging me.
No, thank you for the support. It is unique. When that first started talking, we actually put a new person in charge of the environmental program, Jennifer Geyer, and she's a firecracker.
Great.
She's just sending letters out. She sent something to the county executive, to the legislature, saying, what can we do to bring this program back to where it was? And so everyone thought we were closing, but just the opposite. We're looking how to regenerate it and revitalize it. So we're exciting in your supports.
Yeah, any legislator that wants to sit in on that and participate, welcome.
It's just a quickie question.
Sure.
Have any of your programs been affected by coronavirus?
Right now, we're on conference calls every day to follow what's happening. We are one of, there's 64 institutions in the state, SUNY has. About 34 of those are really concerned because they have travel abroad programs, mostly community colleges. We've had, in the past, travel abroad, but this semester we have none. So we're kind of sitting back, just following the guidelines, and we're going to keep close tabs on it. Actually, there's a round table tomorrow that we're going to be coming down here. Stay tuned. You know,
great,
that's
you.
All we can do.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you, Dr. Roberts.
Thank you.
We'll move on to Resolution 139, 2020 appropriation for the Ulster County Libraries Program.
Oh.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. I'm Julie Kelsall, Dempsey, Director of Highland Public, and the Vice President of the Ulster County Library Association.
Our funds that you are so generous to give to us, we use to make sure everybody in Ulster County has the same resources. We provide e-book streaming video this year, and other databases and things to make everybody in the county has the same services. And we have these maps that everyone's welcome to. We have those that we've been handing out. It has the location of every library in the county as well. There are 21 libraries in Ulster County. Four of them are in the Grand Pocatskill Library System, and the remaining 17 are in the Midlands Library System. One of the new services we're able to offer this year is our Niche Academy. Niche Margie, the president of the Ulster County Library Association.
Yeah, and thank you for your continuing support of the Ulster County Libraries. The funding that the legislature provides goes to online resources from early literacy to language learning to we have some online classes that people can take for free. We have the best community college in the state, but in case people need just a little something, the libraries do offer some learning opportunities for free with their library cards. You know, and we have Mango language learning, we have Tumble books for early literacy for children, we have all kinds of online resources. And as you can imagine, you know, libraries are more active than ever, but a lot of our life, our learning life, is going online from young children all the way up. So people, we need to meet people where they are, and that's why we're providing these online resources. And you can imagine that not everybody knows everything about every resource that we offer. So this year we decided to subscribe to something called Niche Academy. And soon you're going to see popping up on all your library websites these Niche Academy tutorials. And they are video tutorials that you can click on and look. And it teaches you how to use all of these resources, how to sign up for an account, how to download the apps that you need to use. And it's really helpful for both staff in the libraries to keep pace with everything that we're offering, as well as library users who are coming to the library to use these things. And they're thinking, oh, I've heard about these wonderful ebooks that I can download, but I don't know how to get at them. So we're providing, with the legislative funding, we're providing these online tutorials for people to really learn and make the most of what we're offering. You know, for many years we've been offering these things and thinking, do people know how to use them? Are they getting the most that they can? And I think Niche Academy is going to help them do that. And because when I walked in, Peter mentioned our foundation center. One of the other things, and it's very appropriate at this meeting to mention, that the legislative funds go to is something called the Foundation Center, and that's a grants-finding resource for individuals and organizations that is centered at the Kingston Library. We provide people with information on how to use it, and then they can jump in there and find grants for their organizations. Nina's probably familiar with it. and so what we've done is we've sort of had this multiplication effect. The legislator gives the libraries money, and the libraries use that to support additional organizations in our community.
Great. Great. Any questions?
I love Canopy.
Canopy is streaming video, really top-notch, you know,
New York City
films
Pulpit.
And TV. And
yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did, and the Ulster County Legislature makes it possible for Ulster County libraries to continue to have something that the big guys don't have anymore. So thank you for that.
You deserve it, Martin.
We all deserve it, you know. 21 libraries, Ulster County deserves it.
You're great.
All right. Does anyone want to move this resolution?
I'll move it.
You have a second?
Second.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
I don't believe. Yes, we do. So we have two resolutions confirming members to the Ulster County Youth Board. So perhaps we'll take those now.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You're here.
I'm always getting stuck in meetings. So yes, I'm very happy to have two new members. One is actually trying to make the youth bureau, I'm sorry, the youth board, well-rounded. Different members from different job backgrounds. There will be another one coming also. So the two that these resolutions are for, one is for Bernadette Joseph. She works at DFY fixing with the FY. They call it OCFS now down in Highland. So she has a very, very good idea of kids in the services. I'm excited. She's already been sitting in on meetings to see how we actually do things for the Bureau. There are many people that are actually missing, so we have a couple of slots to fill. The other person is Tamika Dunkley. She's from Sorbonne's. Bernadette is from Plattekill. I want to try to pull from the whole county. That's one of my big, one of my important things. So Tamika Dunkley is from Sorbonne's, and she has her own business called Seasoned Delicious. And she's also has nursing background. She works as a nurse as well. And she's very big on interning youth and mentoring youth. I'm excited to have her as well. I will have an upcoming one from, and I finally got an officer. I've been trying to pull from one of the police forces, and I have Officer Schumann that's going to, he's actually applied. He'll probably be presented to you guys at the next one.
Great. Thank you. So these two resolutions, 85 and 86, we'll block these two.
I'll make a motion to block it.
Great.
I'll second that.
All right.
Thank
all in favor?
So much.
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, and one more thing. Oh, do you? She's awesome. I just bought some of her season. Yeah. One more thing. I want to invite the legislature. Last year we talked about this. You're more than welcome to come to any meeting. I know you guys are already too busy, but you're more than welcome. I am going to send out an invite after we actually pull in our applications for 2020. You guys are just come in, meet the whole board, and you know, just see what we do at a meeting. If you like.
Let us know.
Thank you.
Chairman, can I ask a quick procedural question? So we blocked these, but I don't think we actually voted on them.
Okay. So, do I have a motion to
Motion to approve these resolutions.
To approve these two resolutions that were blocked.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Yep.
Aye.
Great. So, let's do those that... we discussed prior to Mary showing up, which are as follows. Resolution 103, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a grant program with required assurances for the age-friendly planning program with the New York State Office of the Aging. That motion?
Yep. So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 141, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Family of Woodstock, Inc. for the supervised visitation program for the 2020 appropriation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 136, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with Ulster County Community Action Committee, Inc. for the 2020 appropriation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Resolution 119, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and GTL Incorporated doing business as Link to Life Office of the Aging. Is there a motion?
Motion. Okay.
Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Passing around the minutes, which we've already voted on. And that's it for this month. These other resolutions will wait until the next meeting and have those folks come in and speak to us. So with that, a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.